Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Off the Top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Ron, it's a football Friday. It's a hockey Friday. It's a baseball Friday.
It's an
Oakmont Bakery Friday. It's a Phil Spano Pizza Friday. I couldn't be happier.
It's a great Friday, Joe. I'm glad to hear you're in a good mood. The steroid rage not ready to kick in quite yet.
They're having an opposite effect. I never heard that steroids make you gleeful. For some reason, I'm abnormally happy on these steroids.
Because you knew you had another day to work with me today. Makes you feel better.
Well, that's part of it, sure. What are you munching on over there, Ron? What is that? A coffee?
That's like a bear claw or something.
Mm, very delicious.
Good. Very good.
Fridays are great, aren't they? With
every
the Oakmont Bakery. Look at the ledge out
every
there, Ron.
Every day
look.
Is great with you, especially when we have stuff to talk about. And man, no shortage of it today.
Phil Spano's pizzas tops
coming
on
up,
my list. Forget about
later.
Sports. You know, he brings his portable where? Downstairs?
He was up here. He came up. Phil and Keith, you know, the commissioner of their fantasy league.
Yeah.
The head scorekeeper. They both came up and they promised they're going to bring us some pizza today.
Oh, man. He's the traveling pizza man. I bought three lunches this week, like packed lunches.
And you can't eat them
because
you
haven't eaten them yet.
Stuff.
I put them in the fridge. I thought I was planning well, and every day there's stuff. It's Salem's Market and Grill. It's Slice on Broadway. It's Oakmont Bakery. It's unbelievable, Ron, isn't it?
It's great. Great to be alive.
Is it?
Living the dream. Well, I don't know about that, but living the dream.
It's okay to be alive, I think.
Beats the alternative, as they say.
Does it? I don't know.
Who
we
knows?
Haven't found out
it
yet.
We'll find out at one point.
All right, Ron, we have so much to talk about. We'll get to the Penguins in a moment.
Can I say one thing
Please.
Real quickly
yes,
about the
of
Penguins?
Course. Yes.
They play 82 games.
Yeah.
This was number two.
Yeah.
There won't be five better games than last night's game. For me, entertaining-wise, I was afraid to go pee. I couldn't get up. I didn't want to miss anything.
Yeah. It was incredible.
I didn't want to miss anything because it seemed like something interesting was happening every minute. And I'll admit, sometimes I have trouble getting into hockey in October. Last night, I couldn't take my eyes off of it. It was such a entertaining. I don't think I missed one second.
All right, Ron. Then we will start with
no,
the Penguins.
No, we don't have
no,
to.
No,
I just wanted
I like
to say that.
I like that.
I'm excited about
it. And we're into
it
now.
I'm excited about
it. No, it was.
That
it was incredible. I watched it this morning. I've been up all night. That might account for my giddiness as well. I stayed up for that baseball game.
You're going to hit the wall, and then I'm going to pay the price for it.
I know. Will I relapse on caffeine today? I don't think so. I think I'm in good shape here. I'm all stocked up. I stayed up for the baseball game. I just watched the hockey game. Just watched it. And you're right. It was wild especially compared and contrasted
to the yeah. two nights before.
Yes. A totally different sport.
I thought E-Rod was going to end at that breakaway in overtime.
I didn't.
And then, no, I did. I really
did. I
did
not.
I thought he was going to end it. And then once that happens, you know, he's caught up the ice, and it's a 3-on-2 the other way.
Yeah.
And they converted like seconds after he missed
yes.
the breakaway. Zucker missed a breakaway early in the game. I mean, I thought Casey DeSmith had a pretty good game. He made some great saves. Especially early. It was just everything. How about Gensel? Comes back 9 shots on goal last night.
Banks one off the defenseman.
Nine. Carter had 8 shots on goal.
I thought the game was over officiated for my taste.
Yeah,
although I do like the crackdown on cross checking. I do like that.
No, you're right.
And it was wildly entertaining. However, I sense out in the community, out in social media, people who cover the team, sort of a gleeful reaction to this opening road trip, and it was good. But we talked yesterday about how the bar changes, you know, as games are played. And when you're winning and you're playing the Sully system and you're up two goals with 7 minutes left and you lose, you got to get that point.
You got to get that point. But, you know, you got to argue they came back from 2-0 down on the road, which isn't easy to do. They scored four goals in a row, although I've never seen a team implode quite like Florida did. They were just taking penalties one after another. And I'm with you about the over-officiating. But I thought almost all of them were legit calls, that, you know, hooking here or hold there. I thought they were pretty legit. But Florida took like five in a row.
Yeah.
And
I thought
gave
some
the Penguins
were,
2-5 on threes.
Were kind of cheap to me. Let's put it this way. Have you ever seen a playoff game called like that? They're absolutely
not.
It's all going to change come playoff time.
Of course. But I know what you're saying. You got to get that extra point. But, you know, if you'd have told me going in 3 out of 4 in Florida, I'd have signed up in blood for that.
I know, but that's how the bar changes.
It does.
You know? You don't just squander points with two-goal leads with 7 minutes left, especially when you go on the power play after that. It was.
And then,
I thought it was.
Kapanen took the penalty 4 seconds after the
and
power
that was
play
a
started.
Legit call. What are you doing deep in the offensive zone, basically hooking or slashing a guy on the hands?
I know. It was a fun game to watch, and you know, I don't know if Sully enjoyed it as much as we did. He prefers probably the game on Tuesday night.
Although he was effusive in his praise, and they did play hard, but that's not the type of game Sully wants.
No, that's not. There were too many odd man breaks, and as he likes to say, grade A scoring chances.
But it was the type of game we like, right?
Oh, it was fun to watch. What'd you think of DeSmith?
He was pretty good.
I
mean, you give up that many goals, you can't be that good, but he was pretty good.
Yep, I thought so too. The Schmitty.
I didn't love – you're allowed to save the last one, you know, under his arm. I don't know. He pretty good, pretty good.
Bobrovsky made some great saves, too.
He did.
Great save. But he gave up 4, too. So
that
just
scrum,
so many scoring chances last night.
The scrum in front of the Penguins' net was – I won't say I've never seen it, but to see 4 Penguins literally in the goal crease piled on one guy and then Friedman standing at the back of the net – how many times do you see all 6 players on the ice in that
you know
what, area
you know
with
what,
4 of them piled on a guy?
I don't know that I've ever seen the official climb up on the net.
That was tremendous.
That's what I remember.
Yes.
He climbed up on the net, and he's looking down.
And he didn't see
it. And he never saw the puck. He couldn't blow the whistle.
And then he should have, but that's, Sully said, that's when you do blow the whistle, when you can't see the puck.
Yeah. Yeah,
Sully was not happy with that goal.
No, but you can't challenge.
You can't challenge.
Because if you lose, then they go on the power play.
I know.
So you can't really challenge those goals. But I've never seen an official climb up on the net.
Tremendous.
I can't ever remember that. Can you? Where he?
Well, when he climbs that high, the height might have been.
He was almost over the net.
Yeah, he almost went over. He almost went in before the puck. But Sully wasn't pleased with that. And then back to the goalie. What should the split be here? This was something I had written down today. I think some people were a little surprised they came back right away. He came back right away with DeSmith. I'm sure Jari gets the start in the home opener. How should they break it down? 60-40?
Yeah, I would think that would be about good. I wasn't so surprised. I think he wanted to get DeSmitty some work early, and I think he wanted Jari to feel good about himself coming home for the home opener. And he has to feel good about himself the way he played the other night. This will be the first time in front of the crowd since the meltdown.
Yes.
And, I mean, I think the crowd will be very supportive of him. They usually are. But I think he just wanted him to feel good about himself. But I think 60-40 sounds pretty good. They got two pretty good goaltenders. They may not have a dynamic, great goaltender, but they got two pretty good ones, and I'd play both of them.
I wonder if Sully will. He seems to, when somebody gets hot, they get a major run of games, and I don't have a problem with that. Like, if Jari plays great, 70, I'm fine with 70-30, or the other way around, you know? But, yeah, if you want to start out with a 60-40 plan, that would make sense to me.
Yeah, that can go both ways. I mean, Jari can get hot and then play, and then all of a sudden he loses a game or two. Then DeSmitty has a chance to take over the net, too. It's interesting. It's going to be fun to watch. How about Letang? 28 minutes last night. Already the minutes, just they never end for that guy.
It's unreal. I was reading Josh Yeoi today, and what he said is true and has been true for a long time, in a lot of ways anyway. It's that how Letang goes, so go the Penguins.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you have a guy who's a tempo setter who plays half the game, that just makes sense.
It's
like
just
a point guard in basketball.
It's just he's never off the ice, it seems like.
You mentioned Saturday.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. I'm going. I know I'm going to be disappointed because the game tomorrow is no way going to be as good as the
few
one
will.
Last night.
Few will be that entertaining.
Yeah, but I'm hoping Fleury plays, and it's going to be fun from that standpoint.
Question is, will there be a sellout? I was listening this morning to another station, and there's calls out for tickets, and there seems to be tickets available. Again, Yoey's column today had that down near the end. Understandably, with a pandemic that's right. been happening and everything else.
Well, we see all the no-shows.
The economic damage. Yeah, but I'm wondering if the Penguins are even going to sell enough tickets to fill the building.
I have a funny feeling they're going to fudge it for a while. I'm just wondering.
Have they before?
I have to believe they have. I just have to believe, though. Well, we're real close. We're going to announce a sellout.
Right.
Because they like that streak, obviously. It's very impressive. But, yeah, you know, the pandemic, and they've had three disappointing playoff runs in a row.
I think without the pandemic, though, season opener, Flurry, that's an automatic sellout.
I'm not talking about just one game, but somewhere during the year, you would think they're going to have some empty seats.
Yes, I would agree with that. All right, Ron, we got to get to this baseball game. You and I didn't think that either one of us would stay up for the game.
And only one of us did.
I carried the torch for both of us. I can't sleep with the steroids either. They told me that would happen.
See, they shouldn't tell you that.
Well, I want to know the side effects. That's true.
That plants it in your mind. Okay, I'm laying here looking at the ceiling. Well, I'm not supposed to sleep. The steroids are they shouldn't tell you that.
But it could be a side effect.
If they have a major side effect, you know, you want to know. That one doesn't. They shouldn't have to tell you that.
The worst thing you can do, besides looking at the comments section after one of your columns,
I never do,
is read about the side effects. Read about the side effects. Ron, these things could do. I mean, I could be dead in an hour. My head could fall off. Yeah, anything could happen with these things. Never read the side effects. You're right. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, but it was good.
Because you got to watch a game.
Oh, man. I was riveted to every pitch. What an atmosphere in San Francisco. Barry Bonds was there. He got a huge ovation. Of course, they lost right after that. Let's talk about that, Ron.
You know, the one thing that stood out for me is how many teams in the history of baseball, and there have been a few, I mean, how many teams can bring in Max Scherzer to close out the game?
Yeah.
Not many.
I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about the way the game ended, because I have a rant prepared, Ron, and I hope you're prepared for that.
How many the guy was called out on the strike. Were the guys on first base, just first?
I'm not telling you till next
segment.
You got
to tell me what the – just tell me.
I'll show you the whole thing. Yeah, there was a guy on first.
That's all I wanted to know.
Yep.
That's all I wanted to know.
Guy on first.
Wasn't first, second, and third, just first.
0-2 count, I believe. We're going to talk about that next, and I really want to get your thoughts on it, too, at 412-928-9370 once we dive into replay, which was supposed to get everything right and ensure that the right team won, going all the way back to Mike Renfro. That's sort of where the replay monster was formed.
Against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right. Talk about it next. It's Cook and Joe.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.